Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, once again, we are so grateful to be back with you all one more time on tonight. Yes, you are now once again tuned into Are You, It's Personal, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than my very first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as we always ask the listeners and all those that are dialed in and listening in for the first time and all the first-time listeners that are on social media platforms around the world, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he shares God's word on tonight. God's word said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And so we don't want anyone to ever think that we're making up things as we go. That's why you need to read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord. So right now, begin as you go into prayer, as we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, because God already knows those that are sick and afflicted. He already knows those that are in the hour of bereavement. So we don't have to send him anywhere because he's already there. But on behalf of Detroit icon and legendary, this young lady was only 44 years old. She was in the movie industry business. She did a lot of gospel stage plays. She made a heavenly transition the other day. Sister Melissa Cabot, you may not know her, you may have heard of her, but she made a heavenly transition last week, last part of last week. So her homegoing service will be on November the 1st. So we're going to keep her family lifted up in prayer. We want to lift up in prayer all those that have lost loved ones, all those that have loved ones that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I'm asking all of you that have dialed in and listening in on tonight, if you would touch and agree with me in prayer on tonight, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers. Heavenly Father, we here are your children coming to you once again on tonight, touching and agreeing and knowing without a doubt that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come now first and foremost asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, Pastor Norman King, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We come thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of all of our praise. We thank you that you sit high and you look low, and you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands, and you are in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear. We are so grateful to know that you are in total control at all times. Now, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We come touching and agreeing, Heavenly Father, and listen of all those that are bereaved on tonight, the family of Melissa Talbert, all those that we don't know of, but we know that you know all about it. We lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence as they grieve and go through the hour of bereavement on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. We also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, that are in hospitals and nursing homes, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Continue to move by your spirit. Have your way, Lord, that you get the glory in each life and each situation. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, it's our prayer on tonight that you will move by your spirit as you always do through this worldwide platform, through your man of God as he delivers your word on tonight, Pastor Norman King. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight through your word, that should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name, that they will hear this word on tonight. They not only will hear it, but they will receive it. And they will open their own mouth, confess their sins, and that's what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name on tonight is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, whether they dial in by phone or they're listening in through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as we always do, we have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to a saying on tonight, heal the root in your life so your tree is truly stable. Once again, tonight, spiritual food for thought, heal the root in your life so your tree is truly stable. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. I am going to do a short version of this song real quick, and then we're going to come back and yield the mic to none other than Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. He's also going to do a song for us on tonight. I don't know if he's going to do it before he bring the word or after. He will let us know that once he come on the air. But we're going to go to our music break song. And because of the world situation that we are experiencing and we're seeing God's word is being fulfilled and his word is true, that's why I'm going to pray once again on tonight, because the word of God says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we are living in the perilous times, so we need to be praying one ye for another. So that's why I'm going to pray again a short version on tonight. Once again, pray for me that we will be able to look more closer to God and be drawn even closer to God, and that we can be more doers of his word and not just hearers only. Enjoy the music break.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Me. Oh, How many of y'all know that song? Do you know that song? If you ain't too cute to say it, help the praise team sing.
Yes, we're all standing in the need of prayer. So I'm asking you all to pray for me as I pray for you. So we know that this word of God is true, and that's why we need to be praying for one another. We are living in the last days. We see so much stuff going on in the world right now, and God's word has just been fulfilled. So that's why it's so important that we pray for you one for another. So before we bring Pastor Norman King on with the word on tonight, I want to give a shout out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Harper Woods, Michigan. I want to give a shout out to them as well. So we get ready to receive none other than Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina right now. And I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. And following his message, we will be opening up the phone lines once again after he concludes the message on tonight. So if there's anyone that have dialed in, if you have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after the message. So now I yield the mic to you, Pastor Norman King. I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you. And God bless everyone. For we all are privileged by God to be where we are right now. And we want to give God all the praise, honor, and the glory. I'm so excited about being a part of this ministry, and not that we are to try to emulate or be like anyone else, because God has assignments for each and every one of us. Amen. So I thank God. I want to give Brother James his flowers, as they say. Amen. And pray his strength that he will continue, amen, to do all those things that God has him and ordain him to do. And we thank each and every one of you. Pray that you have your minds all clear as you get ready to go into the word of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you, from whom all blessings flow. We thank you, Father God, for all those who are praying with me, praying for me, and praying for mankind as a whole. For as Cousin James said, that yes, we are living in the last days according to your word. Amen. And we just pray, Father, for those that may be at a crossroads tonight. Pray that they will just allow themselves to be at peace and at ease, Father God, and so humble and just available to hear you, not me, but to hear you speak through me tonight. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And we ask you best tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm opening up with a song, and after that we'll get to the Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that right there, preach all by itself right there. God bless you again and heaven smile upon you. I'm so grateful to be in the presence of Almighty God. So grateful to be here on the air tonight to share with you what the Lord Almighty God has laid upon my heart. And tonight we're going to look at Acts. The 12th chapter. I'm going to use verse 5. I'm going to go all over that 12th chapter, but I'm going to use verse 5 as my focus point. So King James, Acts 12 and 5, is what it says. It says, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Amen. And, you know, like that song, the Dottie Peoples song, and she says that, and she shared the different witnesses, amen, of God being on time. And then in that song, she says that what he did way back then, come on somebody, huh? He's still doing it today.
Yeah.
And on the count of my voice, so you have a testimony. You can say what God has done for you. And you can say that God showed up when, look, not according to when we want him. Come on somebody, huh? Not how we want him, but we know that it's always been on time. There's some scriptures in which says that David waited 15 years to be king. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because that got to be according to God's time. Moses waited 40 years to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. He fled Egypt and wasn't called back to lead his people until he was in his 80s. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to say something there. Our God is an on-time God. Amen. And we know. And see, even when you know this, come on, somebody, huh? And even that you know it, and even that he has done these things for you in your life, amen, sometimes we get worried, amen. But the Bible says we get weary in our ways doing, but we know that weeping may endure for a night, but we know that joy cometh in the morning, amen. So in these scriptures tonight that I want to be able to share is dealing with Peter, amen. And you can put yourself, like I said, you know, ain't nothing new under the sun. What he did for them, he do for us. Amen. He's doing, has done, and even that we are here among the living right now, there's people who we know. Could be an uncle, aunt, granddaddy, grandmama, sister, brother, whoever. We know and we have seen. Come on, people of God. We have seen God time, which is always on time. Amen. So in these scriptures tonight, you know, in Acts 12, we're going to talk tonight about a pattern. Amen. See, God has a pattern, y'all. Amen. And that's why we must have a pattern. Amen. So in this fifth verse, that's God's pattern for deliverance. What? The pattern of prayer. Amen. Verse 5 says, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer, come on, was made without ceasing of the church of God for him. So the church prayed. Amen. My question to you tonight, are you praying? Amen. Are you praying? Are you interceding for somebody? Amen. Are you praying for yourself? Are you praying? Are you believing God? Are you trusting God no matter what? Come on, church. Amen. And no matter what you're going through, what you've been through, come on, somebody, we got to keep on trusting God. Amen. We got to keep on trusting God, knowing that he's the what? He's an on-time God. Amen. I listened to the song today. A song today that was by Shirley Season. I love that song. It's where it's so many of them, amen. It represents the kingdom of God, amen. But this one here says, Jesus, I love calling your name, huh? I tell you, yeah. I love calling the name of Jesus, amen. And I know that when we say that name, it makes some people mad, y'all. Come on. They don't want to receive it. They don't want to hear it. But see, that's power in the name of Jesus. So let me get back to my message, amen. No matter what, keep trusting God. Amen. And so here we got the first, I'm going to talk about a few different patterns tonight, but the first one I want to talk about is God's pattern for deliverance from persecution. Amen. Other words, God always delivers his people. Can I get a witness? Come on. Huh? Oh. I say God always delivers his people. Either through or from the trials of his or her life, amen, including persecution, come on, and more of them. He always delivered what? His people, amen. So in this illustration tonight, it was a political attack against the church, no different than today. There are political attacks against the church, and it involves us. We the people of God, sometimes we got to suffer what? Persecution, amen? It had been about 8 years since Stephen's death and the first persecution against the church. Come on now, amen? So however, throughout the 8 years, feelings against the church had been growing until they reached this present peak. Know that The enemy does not like you. The enemy hates you. The enemy hates me. Amen. You got to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Keep on living that life and bearing godly fruit. Amen. And know that the enemy don't care. Look, the devil's mission has not changed and will not change. Amen. He's seeking whom he may devour. And in this illustration tonight, it says the people were filled with animosity toward Christian believers. Ain't no different than today. Amen. People still have animosity toward you and toward me because of who we believe. Now, I ain't talking about them closet Christians. Amen. That's in the corner like Cinderella. I'm talking about the ones that's out there being about God's business. Amen. Even Jesus' own parents, but he was, they missed him for a day. Took them 3 days to find him. When they found him, he was mad. But where he said he was in there amongst the people, and he told him, says, must I be about my father's business? So my question to you tonight, my brother and my sister, we must not so much question, but just I want to encourage you, be about your father's business. Amen? Be about your father's business. I want to stay focused on what my point is tonight, amen. And there is a, there was also a pattern, let me reemphasize. There was God's pattern for deliverance, okay? God's providence saved Peter very simply. It was time for James to join his Lord. Come on now. See, God is too wise to make a mistake now, so he saved. See, both of them were there, but he saved Peter, but not James, because James, it was time for him to join his Lord and receive the fruit of his labor for work done here on earth. But Peter's work was not yet done. You who hear me tonight, hear the sound of my voice, God is saying the same thing to you. Say, your time has not yet come. That's why you're still here. So we got to be about the work of the Lord. Amen. So we must always remember that day when they, look, the day that we are going to leave here is coming. We didn't come here to stay. Amen. So God's will may be for the believer to suffer, amen, and bear martyrdom for his name's sake. So we don't know what God has in store in that regard, but we got to continue to press on doing what thus says the Lord, amen, amen. Even though we may do it for a night, amen, but we know that joy is going to come in the morning, amen, because he's the on-time God. Yes, he is, amen. I say, won't he do it, y'all? I say, won't he do it? Amen. Yes, so God's plan. His plan may be to use persecuted believers' faithfulness as a testimony to reach others. Amen. I've been through it my own self. Amen. That's why I'm a witness myself. I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain, huh? He said, never will my rights be forsaken or my seed begging for bread. Come on. And you must understand and believe and trust God, knowing that what? He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Amen. Now, church-wide, so church-wide, this pattern I'm talking about, first of all, is dealing with prayer, the pattern of prayer. Church-wide prayer delivered Peter. Come on, huh? The whole church was praying. See, always know that there's always going to be a remnant of God's people, amen? Know that somebody is praying for you. I remember when S. Kyle Walker first came out with that song, I Pray For You, You Pray For Me, and Watch God Change Things. And that song came out, it was so so awesome. Amen. I mean, I'm just saying that, come on, somebody, amen. Let me calm down. I'm getting excited, amen. So in other words, the whole church was praying, amen. The church was doing all it could do, praying specifically for Peter's deliverance, amen. So in other words, Peter was locked up, but there was some church in you tonight. Right. Are you praying? Are you praying? And for the third time, are you praying? Amen. Are you praying without ceasing? The words without ceasing mean fervently. James said something earlier tonight about the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So word without ceasing means fervently and earnestly continuing in prayer. The idea is intense prayer. See, sometimes we just can't do them little baby prayers. Amen. You got to lay it down. And some folks say, you got to lay it down now. Come on. The idea of intense prayer, prayer that captivates, huh, and focuses a person's concentration. That's what happened with this situation, amen. They had killed James, had imprisoned Peter, And so the church did the one thing they know they can do. That's to pray. Amen. So I want to encourage somebody tonight to know that that's one thing that we all can do, because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. The root word, the root meaning of the word is stretched out, to stretch out. The picture is that the church was stretched out, prostrate before God, earnestly and fervently crying out to him for God's sovereign deliverance of Peter. Amen. In this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "It's hey, no problem. Look here, my God will deliver me." In other words, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To live is Christ and die to gain. So do you. And I'm going to do God. Do you. I'm going to do God. That's what they basically saying. So Peter's only hope was God. So what's your hope tonight? Come on now. What are you putting your trust in? Who are you putting your trust in? What are you hoping for? Come on. So Peter's only hope was God. There is a pattern, another pattern, y'all, of confidence. Amen. Confidence in God's will and care of deliverance and care of delivered Peter. Amen. Peter was asleep. Come on now, huh? When you go to sleep at night, do you go to sleep in Jesus? Come on. Amen. Do you talk to Jesus as you're laying now, going to sleep? Amen. So Peter was asleep, and it was the very night before his execution. Come on. You're either going to worry about it or you're going to have peace about it. Come on, somebody. Amen. So here. He was asleep. Christ was meeting his dear service need. Do you know he said, "I never leave you nor forsake you"? Do you believe that? Do you just quote these words, or do you really believe these words in your heart? One of my favorite verses is John 4:23. When Jesus speaks these words, he said the Father is seeking what? True was. Amen. So Christ was meeting his dear servant's need, infusing him with his very special grace and peace. Know that once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, First John 4:4 says, "Ye are of God, little children." Then he told her why, because greater is he who is in you than is he is of the world. Now, back to what I was saying initially, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Spirit of God is in you. Come on, amen. So in other words, that's you right, lay down, just like I'm giving the illustration of Peter, you know that you're covered. It's all good, amen. So in other words, we got to trust God, amen. Depend on God. There's a verse, one of my favorite verses, 1 Corinthians 10:13, where it says, "There had no temptation, trial, taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear." So Peter was like, "Hey, it's cool. Hey, do what you look. Okay, Cornelius. Yeah, okay. Cornelius looked up to heaven. Come on, y'all. Amen." They killed James, and then Peter was in prison. Peter was like, "It's all good. Because I done seen them do so many things in my lifetime." Amen. So like he said, he want to go. If it's your time to go, it's your time to go. But don't deviate from God's pattern for your life. Amen. Is that a good word? Come on, huh? And there is another pattern. There is the pattern of God's what? Miraculous work. Huh? See, God lays down these patterns. So look back on your own life, huh? Yeah, we got some songwriters. They got these songs like the, what's that? I can't call her name, but the young lady says, "Won't he do it?" Amen. And we can say, because he have done it, he done it. Come on. And not only have Not only won't he do it, he'll do it again. Come on, amen. That's right. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we see here that Peter was being delivered. Amen. The church was praying for him. Amen. And now I'm going to look at, let me back up, y'all. Give me a second here. I'm getting excited. That's all right, though. It's good to be excited for Jesus, right? So verse 7, it says, let's see. No. Let me do some justice here. Let me go back to verse 6. "And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping, what, between two soldiers. You know, that had to be something there, boy. They had to be fearful. But in other words, this shows you that these people have seen God work before. Amen. So
that's
said, Peter was sleeping, he was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. Come on, amen. So he was all around. He was, these people knew. See, okay, go ahead, Norman. All right. Verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote. In other words, he shook Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Verse 8. And the angel said to him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. Put them on, boy. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. Good God Almighty. I say, won't he do it? Did he do it? Come on, y'all.
Yes,
amen. And he just woke up while he was dreaming, y'all. Come on. And it says in verse 9, and he went out and followed him. Come on. And wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Amen. See, good God Almighty. Woo. Boy, huh? If you got to believe, trust and believe. Amen. But, okay, Norman, go ahead. Now, it says in verse 10 that when they were past the first and the second ward, they came upon the iron gate that leaded out the city, which opened to them on his own accord. Y'all see God working this thing, y'all? Huh?
Yes.
Amen. And Peter,
yes.
Good God. And they, look, see, he, okay, okay, go ahead, go ahead. Okay, okay. Opened on his own accord. And they, I'm still in verse 10, y'all. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Woo! Come on. Now, let me back down, slow down a little bit. Amen. I want to dissect some here. Amen. But I want to make sure that there's a few things I want to bring to our attention. Amen. And we talked about there was a church-wide prayer going on while Peter was locked up, right? And we talked about how
that's
the
right.
prayer was intense. Amen. In other words, they wasn't playing. Amen. They was not playing at all. Amen. They believed God would deliver him. Amen. So Peter's only hope was God. Amen. What's your hope tonight? Amen. His only hope was God. So we see here, amen, let me get down here, right? There was a miraculous work that was performed by God, amen. And there also was an obedience by the servant. So my thing for you and me as well is that God has done, and God wants to even do more miraculous work through us, around us, but he wants us to continue to be what? Obedient. Amen? We got to continue to be obedient. See, the angel did not do for Peter what Peter could do for himself, y'all. Come on now. Come on now. Peter had to act. He
That's
had
right.
to obey the commands of the angel. Once Peter was safely delivered out of danger, he was left on his own, left to work out his own deliverance. So I want him tonight, amen, quit. If you fit this category, I'm not saying everybody do, but I'm just generalizing what I'm saying, amen. If you depend on folk, stop, amen. Because God
right.
is saying, you know, he's a jealous God now, amen. He wants you to trust him. What it says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord and lean on your understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge me, share, direct your paths. Amen. I know I talk fast, but I can't help it. This is how it is. Amen. But anyway, okay. All right. So he had to continue, talking about Peter, to walk by faith. So my question to you tonight, my brothers and sisters, are you continuing to walk by faith? As God has delivered you, as God has miraculously delivered you, he has miraculously set you free, and he done it, amen, more than one time. I want to encourage you, just continue to walk by faith. Amen. So we see that what happened was in with the saints of God, amen. Let me go back to the Bible here. I got my notes. Let me get back to the Bible and make sure I read this scripture, amen. So as it says, okay, where I'm at, okay. Okay, he said James, okay. Okay, there are, okay. Peter, no, here we go. I'm going back to verse 8, and I'm going to follow up, amen. And the angel said to him, gird thyself and bind up thy sandals, and he did, and he said unto them, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. In other words, they told Peter, get dressed. And when he said, whatever they said, the angel said to Peter, he did. Amen. Whatever God said to you, then you do it. Amen. And went and followed him and rich. Let me see. And he, verse 9. I think I read the water go. Okay. I read that one. Let me go to verse 11. He said, now I know for a surety that the Lord has sent his angel. And so when he came to himself, sometimes we're not all together, y'all. Amen. Sometimes we're so overwhelmed by the miraculous move of God. Amen. If we don't catch the hope of things until later on. So verse 11, and when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. Verse 12, and when he had considered the thing he came, hear me now, y'all. Follow me now. We're going to see another shift here, right? Verse 12, and when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together doing what? Praying. Amen. 13, and as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, look what she did. Instead of opening the door, what she do? She opened not the gate for gladness, but ran and told how Peter stood before the gate. You see, that shows you when God moves so miraculously, amen, and then you are unexpected of what God can do and will do, you'd be like the woman right here. Instead of opening, you knew that was his voice, but instead of opening the door, she ran from the door, amen, or the gate, amen. So verse 15 says, and they said to her, thou art mad. In other words, you crazy. What you mean? You know we in prison. Amen. So thou art mad. But she what? She constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. See, they still was in disbelief. But Peter, what he do? He continued knocking. In other words, if somebody don't believe you, you keep on knocking. In other words, you keep on speaking. Don't you deviate That's from right. what you know is the truth. Amen. So, but Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they was astonished. In other words, they was amazed. Amen. Verse 17, but he beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, go to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. I just want to say tonight, amen. Won't he do it? Didn't he do it?
Yes, he will.
And the results were the reunion of the believers who got together. Amen. It did the one thing they knew they could do, that was pray. And they prayed. I say the church prayed, amen. And it was happy. They was glad, amen. They was amazed, amen. And the declaration of God's sovereign deliverance was exemplified in Peter being set free. Amen. So all the verse, people got relieved from their anxiety. Amen. All what they went through was going through. God showed up and showed out. He's what? He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for my Lord and Savior. I thank you, God, for everything you have done and you will do and you are doing. We pray for the people on the sound of my voice, whoever they may be, Father God, who are listening in, Father God, even if they don't say anything at the end, Father God, but they heard the word, they got the word, Father God, and I pray that they may go and share this word abroad as well. We give you honor, praise, and we pray again for Cousin James as he will continue, Father God, to be obedient to his assignment. We ask you to be blessed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. In your hands, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. The Lord did it again. as he always does, through whoever is bringing the word through this worldwide ministry and platform. We just give God the glory, and it's the word of God said it is marvelous in our eyes what God is doing through this worldwide ministry and platform. It's all for his glory. Just like Pastor Norman King just said, God is a jealous God, and he don't change, so he's still that same God. So we don't ever want to put anyone or anything before God. So we thank God for this word on tonight. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And I am a witness my own self. I can testify to the fact with my own life that he is on time. And I know that we have some witnesses that have dialed in on tonight. We have some witnesses that are listening in through worldwide platforms and social media platforms around the world that have just received this word on tonight that God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, is on time. It may not seem like it, but he is an on-time God. Yes, he is. So right now, as we always do, we're getting ready to open up the phone lines for anyone. If you have a question for the man of God on tonight, Pastor Norman King, pertaining to this message on tonight, you would have an opportunity to do so. I pray that you have received this word. This was a powerful word on tonight, a such much-needed word for such a time that we are living in. Someone needs to put their phone on mute. I hear some background noise. If you could place your phone on mute. If you're not going to say anything, place your phone on mute. I'm unmuting all the phone lines right at this moment. So if you are not going to say anything, if you would please place your phone on mute. Thank you in advance. So right now, the phone lines are open for anyone and everyone that have heard this word. If you receive this word on tonight, you have an opportunity to speak. The lines are open now.
Thank you, Pastor King. Pastor King, thank you so much, Pastor King. This is Sister Walker.
All right.
Yes, he is an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Yes.
We cannot hurry God. We must be patient because he has promised us that he would never leave us or never forsake us. And that's the promise that God has given us. And we got to be patient and keep the faith. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
God bless you too.
Amen, Sister Graham Walker. Thank you so much. Because God, our Heavenly Father, guess what? He is a promise keeper, and he is still watching over his word to perform it in our lives. That's why, so that he can be glorified through each one of our lives. That's what it's all about, that he gets the glory. So I thank God for every listener that has dialed in. The phone lines are open still. Anyone else that will have a word of encouragement for Pastor Norman King, or if you have a question pertaining to tonight's message, the phone lines are still open. Anyone? I know we have a lot of listeners that dials in and they don't say anything, but we thank God for you as well.
Amen.
I'm going to go back to this other phone line. We have this young lady's baby sitting, so we probably have some grandbabies in the background. So the phone lines are still open. Essie, are you still there?
Yes, baby, I'm here. Thank
you
for calling me. Yeah, they got me going. They got me really going. But I enjoyed the message that I heard. And I'm going to stay in prayer for you, Norma. And you stay in prayer for me and my family.
Yes, we will. We still pray for your granddaughter. We still pray for children. So we want to say, anyone else, the phone lines are still open. I know she have her grandchildren down in North Carolina. She's babysitting, so we want to give her a chance. I knew she wanted to say something. The phone lines are still open for anyone else that may want to say something. The phone lines are still open. Well, we just wanted to give everyone an opportunity. Like I said earlier, we do have a lot of listeners that do dial in, and we thank God for each one of you. We don't take it lightly, but we have some that dials in, and especially one of my church members, Sister Chera Doss, she's having issues with her throat. She's got to have surgery next month, so we want to keep her in prayer before she even go under. And we know that God is a healer. We claim in the victory for her even right now. She's a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. while I am also a member. She faithfully dials in to the to this platform, and she's always receiving a word from the Lord through this Worldwide Ministry platform. I see her number. She has dialed in. She was the first one to dial in on tonight, as usual. So we want to keep Sister Terra Doss in prayer. We know that God is our healer. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King. I am going to say this real quick before we go off the air. I am so excited about this Worldwide Ministry platform. November, listen, you all that faithfully dials in, you most definitely want to keep your calendar open for next month and December. I have most already filled up for guests that's going to be dialing in and bringing forth God's word and sharing powerful testimonies. Authors that are going to come and share what God is doing through their books. And we have young people that's coming in that's going to be sharing their Sunday school lessons, different Sunday school lessons, whatever God placed on their hearts. I am so excited to have Sister Lucille Nix. Ooh, praise the Lord. I was at the historical St. James Baptist Church 100-year celebration of the church on last Sunday evening. Oh, what a time we had over there. From the beginning of the service, from the devotion all the way to the end, when they did the closing, amen. I tell you, we had a time over there last Sunday. I am so grateful. I'm so excited still that I had the chance to be a witness to what God did over there on last Sunday evening, the historical St. James celebrating 100 years, but really St. James, but it's all combined together. We all serving the same God, so we just still give God the glory. But Sister Lucille Nix, pray for more. Mark your calendars. The pastor's and wife, the sister, Sister Lucille Nix, it's the wife of the late pastor, Reverend Charles Nix. He was the pastor of the St. James Baptist Church when we were located on Mount Elliott and Pulford. He was a dynamic organist and songstress, led a lot of gospel songs, have a lot of gospel albums out that's circulating still around the world. He was very well known and loved by many. So his wife, Sister Lucille Nix, who is a member of the historical St. James Baptist Church, will be delivering a Sunday school lesson on November the 17th. That's Thursday, November the 17th. Please mark your calendar. You don't want to miss this. She was my new member's Sunday school teacher when I just joined the St. James Baptist Church in 1977 before I went into the Navy. She was my new member Sunday school teacher. She was always powerful then, and she's still powerful now. So you don't want to miss this awesome woman of God as she shared a Sunday school lesson with us on Thursday, November the 17th. We thank God for her. So right now, again, I'm going to ask one more time before we close out in prayer. Anyone else that like to have a word or say anything before we go off the air? Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to say once again on tonight, we thank God for you, the listeners that have dialed in. Continue to pray for this ministry, for God is being glorified through his word. So we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. And we know that there is none like you in all of the earth. All the glory, honor, and praise belongs to you because you are the great I am. You are the most high God. So we just love you. We praise you. We bless you for who you are. We bless you and we thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We thank you that all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands. And you promised that you would never leave us, nor forsake us. We thank you that once we're saved in your Son Jesus' name, you said nothing and no one can pluck us out of your hands. So we thank you for being a promise keeper. Heavenly Father, we just love you. And on tonight, we ask that you continue to bless your people, continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight. As we forementioned earlier, we want to continue to lift up the family of Sister Melissa Talbert, the Detroit icon and legend. She was into gospel movies and gospel plays, stage plays. She was only 44 years old. She made a heavenly transition. Her homegoing service will be on November the 1st. So we want to continue to lift that family up in prayer. And all those that have lost loved ones all around the world, continue to bless them, comfort and strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch and heal and strengthen all of those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. Move behind prison bars that your word will go forth, even behind prison bars that those that are not saved will hear your word and have an opportunity to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. So now, Lord, we praise your name. We glorify your name. We ask that you will move by your spirit. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry platform. Even those that have dialed in on tonight for the very first time, bless them. You know what they all stand in need of. So grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, know that I love you, and as I always say, encourage one another in God's word. Guess what? Not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And before we close out, I'm going to read the scripture for one more time because I think it's going to be a blessing to someone. And it said, heal the root in your life so your tree is truly stable. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Remember that Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night. He always shares inspirational poems with us first, and then he always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So until this coming Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And remember that I love you, God loves you even more. Good night.
Precious lamb.